The Farm Service Agency of USDA is recommending that farmers and ranchers who plan to participate in FSA programs this year register in advance. Producers are encouraged to report farm records and business structure changes to the local FSA center before April the 15th. Enrollment for that new disaster program authorized in the new farm bill, including the livestock indemnity program and the livestock forage disaster program, they both start on April the 15th. Juan Garcia, the head of FSA, said we expect significant interest in these programs. Early registration should help improve the sign-up process and allow us to expedite implementation of the programs. He said, I strongly encourage producers to complete their paperwork ahead of time. Some of the items that they mentioned that needed to be updated is the reporting of new producers, or producers who have not reported farm records in the past, producers who recently bought, sold, or rented land, the producers who need to ensure that changes have been reported and properly recorded at the local FSA office. The reports of purchased or sold property should include a copy of the land deed, and if land has been leased, then documentation should be provided that indicates the producer had or has control of that acreage. Producers that have changed business structures, such as partnerships, need to ensure that these relationships and shares are properly recorded at the local FSA office. Farm records can be updated during business hours. That's from 8 to 5 each day, but if you want to do it online, you can do that. It's especially important for producers who suffered some losses last year on livestock, grazing, honeybee, farm-raised fish, or tree and vine losses. You may be eligible for assistance from one of the four disaster programs. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.